This is Tom Warren, inviting you to take just a few moments out of your day to listen to a few thoughts from the sacred Word of God. For the benefit that it might be to you for your life today, for the rest of your life on earth, and perhaps even through eternity. We want to urge you to visit the Church of Christ in your community, and especially the congregation which is sponsoring this broadcast, about which the announcer will tell you at the close of the program. We continue today now with our study of reasons why Jesus and the early church were hated. And the point about which we had just begun to talk at the close of the last time was the fact that Jesus was somewhat, or what men might term to be, narrow-minded about the way to heaven. Of course, he was not narrow-minded in any bad sense, but he was narrow-minded in the true sense of what the will of God is. For instance, we find in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus saying, "Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Note carefully, please, that Jesus makes clear that in order to be saved in eternity, one must enter the narrow gate, and he must walk down the straitened way. Now, any other way will not do. That simply is the way of the truth, the way of the gospel. When Jesus gave the Great Commission, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Note carefully that he did not say, "Go preach some religious message," or "Go persuade men to be religious." He rather specified the exact message that was to be preached, namely, the gospel of Christ. Further, he made clear in John chapter 3, verses 3 to 5, that unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And in explanation of that, upon the basis of the questions advanced to him by Nicodemus, a ruler among the Jews, Jesus said, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Note that he did not say that one possibly may not, or there's some probability or likelihood of it, but he said he cannot enter into the kingdom of God except on the basis of being born of water and the Spirit. And, of course, this simply means that one must be baptized, immersed in water, as a means appointed by the Holy Spirit in his word for the new birth. Of course, people in that day did not like the narrow-mindedness of Jesus, just as many people today do not like the narrowness of the gospel. The gospel simply indicates what one must do to be saved, and that if one refuses to do it, he will be lost. Now, we have given a number of reasons why Jesus was hated. Jesus had given his instructions to his disciples that they should walk in his steps, that he was their example, and the disciples should follow his example. He indicated to them that just as he had been hated by the world, so they would be hated by the world. And so we now turn our attention to why the early church was hated. And first of all, there are some affirmative reasons. After looking at these affirmative reasons, I want to set out for you some negative reasons. First of all, they were hated because they proclaimed the resurrection. In Acts chapter 4, verse 33, we learn, "And with great power gave the apostles their witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Now, the Jews did not like that. Just as on the day of Pentecost, when the Apostle Peter proclaimed that Jesus had been risen from the dead and that they were witnesses of it, even though there were several thousand who did obey the gospel, it is nevertheless the case that the great mass of the multitude of the Jews did not turn to Jesus. They rather rejected him and rejected the church and the gospel which preached that gospel. Be with us tomorrow as we continue this very vital study of why Jesus and the early church were hated.